remember it. You can do 1,000 things that's right, and no one remember that. You commit one public sin, and everyone will remember that. Matter of fact, they'll remember that long time after you're gone. And there's two things that people remember about David, though he did many, many, many things right. And we're going to look at some of those as we look at his life. Though he did many things right, two things they remember about him. You know what they are, don't you? They remember his battle with Goliath. And secondly, they remember his adultery with Bathsheba. But David was sensitive to his own sin. The man and the woman of God become sensitive to their own sin. When God calls it a spade, we call it a spade. When God calls it sin, we call it sin. We don't try to make excuses for our sin. We don't sweep it under the rug. We don't put something in the back closet and put a lock on it and say, that's all mine. That's just personal. That's just a deal that I do and no one knows about it. Well, the Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. 2 Samuel 12, and look at verse 13. Oh, I got to move over here some. That's still in there. They didn't move it. 12, look at verse 13. Now you remember the story when Nathan confronted David and told him the story about the sheep. And David said unto Nathan, I've sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. When you do wrong, you admit it, and you come to terms with it. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just, forgive us our sin, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, I'd planned on reading the entire psalm. I don't know if I will or not. Look at Psalm 51. This is where David is confessing and getting forgiveness of his sin. Psalms 51, there it is. Matter of fact, just because of time's sake, let me just look at verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. Jump down to verse 16. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Getting right with God. Number 3, the man or woman after God's own heart will have a heart that is moldable in the hand of God. Turn with me over to 1 Timothy. That's in the New Testament. 1 Timothy, and look at the 4th chapter. When you get to the 4th chapter, look at verse 2. He is speaking here. He is giving a description of false teachers.